Psalm 71 was originally a prayer for the king at his coronation. The church uses this psalm at the Epiphany, when we are reflecting on the coming of the Gentiles bearing three gifts to the Holy Family. The psalm has no regard for military prowess. Peace and justice for the poor are its main interests. Here we have a job description for the new king at his coronation. The prayer starts, "O God, give your judgment to the king, your justice, so that he may govern your people and your oppressed with right judgment." Verse 4 spells this out clearly. May he make judgments in favour of the poor and oppressed. And may he save the children of the needy and crush those who oppress them. This is so relevant today, of course, for our war-torn world. Again in verse 12, the prayer stresses this intention. He shall deliver the poor ones who are crying out, the needy ones who have no one to help them. And again in verse 14, he will have pity on the helpless and needy. He will save the living conditions of the poor and redeem them from false accusations and cruelty. There is so much false propaganda around us, where truth becomes the first victim of war. In that saving work of justice and peace, God must work through wise discretion in each one of us. The psalm makes me think more deeply of the phrase, "Thy kingdom come." When I pray the Lord's Prayer, I should probably make a pause after saying, "Thy kingdom come." What does that really mean here and now as we move forward in the new liturgical year? And how may I respond to these words with my personal actions? The psalm is so positive as it tells us, "Arise and shine out, for your light has come. Justice will indeed flourish and peace will surely abound till the moon fails." The listener is to open his or her eyes and look around at all the good things that are happening here and now around us, but also to make our own contribution to those in need around us. I hope you'll agree that a psalm that was important 3,000 years ago still has relevance today as we move into a new year.